Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 501 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our current obsession with Summer House on Bravo. We're also going to talk about the visitors that we have here in Birmingham. We're going to talk about what Melanie's been up to in San Antonio. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our book club episode for our $8 and $10 levels. We discuss The Calamity Club by Catherine Stockett. We also have a recent episode with Caroline about the trip she took to Brazil just a couple of weeks ago. And we would be so delighted if you stopped by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Finally, we have just a very few tickets remaining for our live show in Dallas on November the 5th of this year. So be sure to check out that link in the show notes. Alrighty, y'all. Thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 501. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hi, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Do you know that I am breaking all of the recording rules today because I'm not in my office?
Oh.
I'm sitting in the bed.
Oh. You are, listen, you are one seat shy of a beanbag is what's happening here. This harkens back. This feels right for episode 501 that we've you're taking us back to our roots.
I am, but I don't have my office today because Jackson and his brother are here. So Jackson's in the guest room. His brother Hudson is in my office on the pullout sofa. And so David, of course, is in his office, which is in an open part of the house. So I have sequestered myself in the bedroom, and I was going to sit in David's chair where he likes to watch television to record, but I sat in it and I don't think he realizes that it has become a really terrible chair.
Like, something is
different. It is not comfortable to me. Like, I was like, I don't feel like there's any back support here. So I just came over here and I propped up on my pillows on the bed, and I'm sitting on the bed to record the podcast.
Well, you sound great. I don't hear any moving around. I don't hear anything that's problematic. So I think you've done a good job.
Thank you. I have my microphone is stationary, I think.
Okay.
But Oakley, Jackson and Hudson's dog, who Oakley's been with us since Jackson went back at the beginning of last week. And then they came back again yesterday because Hudson has a baseball tournament here in Birmingham. Oakley's been with us the whole time, which is a red golden retriever. She's the sweetest dog that ever lived. And she has been my shadow this whole time.
Aww.
She does not, wherever I go, she goes.
Aww.
So Oakley was on the bed with me until I pulled out the microphone and she did not like it. She does not like the microphone. And so she has now moved to the floor.
And why is that? Do we feel like Oakley has secrets she's worried about coming out if she were to spend too much time in front of the mic?
I think she's not interested in being on a podcast right now. I think it feels like a lot, but maybe eventually she'll come around.
Maybe she'll warm up. It is funny. You know, Piper used to do that. Like, Piper would sit on the couch all morning and she was good. But if I got on the phone and started talking, she had no interest in sitting next to me anymore. Like, it was like she would get down and go somewhere else.
Okay. She didn't like the device.
No.
She didn't like the presence of the device.
No. Now, you know, Mabel doesn't care. She's just going to be right there with me. Caroline said the other day, she said, listen, you and Mabel are more codependent than ever. And I said, we are. Because now every afternoon I'm like, do you want to do your puzzle? Let's go do your puzzle. And I hear myself. I hear it. And I'm like, wow, this is really something.
Oakley just got back up here, so she's good now. She's
okay.
Yeah, she really, I know she knows she's in a different place. Like, I get, you know, and she was so happy when Jackson and Hudson got here last night. But she has not wasted a minute kind of working herself into our lives. And so she, like, David and I got, we're getting ready to go to bed last night, and she jumped right up here on this bed. Like, aww. I know they're here, but I'm going to stay with y'all.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She's so sweet. She
Listen,
really
it's,
is.
You're getting life. This is what it's like to have a dog that's normal, which is something we don't know about, you know?
That's exactly right. David said as much last night to Hudson. He was like, mm-hmm. Hudson, we had a dog for a long time, and we loved her, but she was not as normal as ever. No. Like, she was a little bit more high maintenance. And so, mm-hmm. And David said, he was like, because of course we're like, do we want a golden retriever? Like, yeah. Is that what we want to do next? Mm-hmm. And he was like, but you know what we do? We'd go find the one who like had so much anxiety that life was hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if we're capable of surveying like a bunch of dogs and going that one and picking out, you know?
No, we clearly aren't.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. So mm-hmm. anyway.
We clearly are. Somebody messaged me this week and was like, hey, my dad's interested in a Blue Lacey. Like, do you know, like, is your breeder still breeding? Is that still happening? I'm like, listen, I'm going to be honest. You don't want this dog. You sure. don't want these particular dogs. Like, I think there are great Blue Laceys out there because I've heard about that. But I am just on, I've heard rumor. I've heard tell.
Yeah.
But what I want next time is just a really normal, laid back mm-hmm. dog.
Yes.
So, yes. Anyway.
So, what's happening in San Antonio? What's been going on?
I feel like in the summer, I always wear a little bit less makeup. I just don't do as much. I need a little bit of a neutral eye and a lighter lip because it's summer and it's hot and I just want to look lighter. And so I really change up my routine. But the thing that doesn't change is how much I love Thrive Cosmetics. I love that Thrive Cosmetics supports communities that I care about, that with over $150 million in product and cash donations to 600 plus giving partners, I know that every Thrive Cosmetics purchase directly fuels real impact, and that is beauty with a purpose. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. One of my very favorites is the Thrive Cosmetics Brilliant Eye Brightener. This is just a waterproof eyeshadow highlighter stick. It stays on even in the heat. It comes in a million different shades, so when I just want a super light shade, I have the option to just make my eyes pop a little bit. I look a little bit more rested because I put it in the inner corner of my eyes. It's a foolproof formula that makes it so easy to apply and blend any of their 32 shades. You can amplify your summer look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo. I saw this at the top of our Google spreadsheet and I was like, what has been going on here? Because
okay,
it
fair.
Feels, listen, Caroline has been home for the most part. She went back to College Station for a night, but it feels like I'm in full sorority house mode. I'm staying up way too late. I'm sleeping late. I'm watching bad TV mm-hmm. and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I made chocolate chip cookies at 9 o'clock last night. Like that's
good for
that,
you.
Listen, that's the kind of life I'm currently living. Now it's going to end because what is happening this week is Caroline and I are headed to College Station on Wednesday. And so she moves into her new place on Friday, July 3rd.
Sorry.
Yeah. And so we're going to get to her place and start because, you know, she's lived in the other place for 4 years. So we have a lot to pack up.
It's a good thing you cleaned out her closet so thoroughly last time you were there.
Listen,
that's really going to save you some emotional and physical labor.
I told her, I said, when we get there, we're going to have to go through that closet again. Like I can mm-hmm. already tell we're going to have to go through it again because her new closet is not as big as her old closet, nor okay. does she have the storage space. So anyway, we're going to get there. I feel like that gives us 2 days to get her all packed up. The movers are coming on Friday to move all the heavy stuff, the furniture, what have you. So, but you'll appreciate that just in pure Caroline and Melanie form, she got home last night and she had gone to see her friend's new place, which is in the same place where she's going to be living. So it gave her a better idea of the layout and what it was going to look like and where she's yeah. going to be. And so what we did, as opposed to being practical about packing, she was like, what I'd like to do is a gallery wall on this whole...
But you have now all these, if you need extra stuff, you've got all these recommendations of artists that people have sent you.
Oh, so many artists. And that's what I told her. I was like, listen, we can do a gallery wall. And I had just, I had cleaned out her closet here over the weekend, just more like just stuff that I had put in there. So I was like, I got to get this straightened out and get rid of some stuff. But we had like all her, like she brought home all these postcards and stuff from Europe last summer that we haven't done anything with. So I was like, we can really do. She's got the print that you gave her for book release of the girl riding the elephant. So I was like, we've got great stuff to like create a wall with. So, you know, we're really focused on that and then some sort of a coffee cart. So basically what we're doing is we're going to move all her stuff and then add a bunch of new stuff.
I got so tickled. I went to dinner with Casey and Steph one night this week, and they were talking about how, because Ella, of course, has been getting her classroom ready, and Ash is doing the same as Caroline. She is moving into her first place, like, by herself.
Okay.
And anyway, Casey and Stephanie were talking about how the two of them have ended up with the same cart.
Yes.
The cart shopping for the early 20-something women is really, it's a pivotal rite of passage, I feel like. You know, you got to get the cart you want. So
yes, that's good right. For them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if tell Casey if she has any recommendations, we're still looking for the best cart. So if she wants to pass that on. So so anyway, we spent some time strategizing that with some of her current art, because she does have two like really good pieces that I'm like, we've got to still use those because those were really nice. But like at the old house, she had done like kind of an A&M gallery wall, and she's like, I don't care about having an A&M wall anymore. Yeah. Like it just, I'm ready to do something different. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah. Listen, you know, I love a little project. And so, and you know, I've already said, I'm like, now I'll have to go home July 4th, but what I can do is come back the next week.
And absolutely. You should.
Yes. Get everything hung. And she already said, she goes, I almost feel like we need to record you organizing my new closet, because it's going to be your greatest feat if you can figure out how to make everything fit. And you know, I accept that challenge. I accept it.
Well, you will for sure have to document it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what's happening here. So what about you? What's going on there other than house guest and bathroom remodels? No matter where I'm headed this summer or what I'm doing, here's the thing that's not going to change. I am going to start my day with AG1. It is the simple habit that is so easy to keep up with and makes me feel so good. It's one scoop plus 8 ounces of water or whatever you want to mix it in every single morning. And AG1 just helps to maintain energy and support gut health and support immune health. It just makes me feel better. AG1 is clinically shown to support all of these things. It fills in common nutrient gaps. It's just a daily health drink that is so easy with a multivitamin, pre and probiotics, superfoods, and antioxidants. So even though summer can be a little laid back, but with all the late nights and the long weekends and the spontaneous plans and the airports, AG1 is going to help you keep something consistent. That is your health, your nutritional support, and the immune support that it gives. Their next-gen formula delivers 75 plus ingredients that are clinically shown to support gut health and make you feel better. Visit drinkag1.com/bigboo to get a free AG1 travel case with 7 free AG1 travel packs in your welcome kit with your first AG1 subscription order while supplies last. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo.
Now, we did get word this morning. We've been waiting on the last of our tile to come in.
Okay.
And it's in now.
Oh, so good.
That means they can do that part. The wallpaper came in. I have the light fixtures. The new vanity is in the bathroom. We have to get the countertop. And they came last week and measured for the new glass doors for the tub shower situation.
Okay. Okay. So you're getting close.
So we're moving, you know, we're moving, but I still think we've got 2 more weeks. I mean, I think even with everything in, I just think it's going to take a minute, but I do think it's going to be really pretty when it's finished. I'm very excited about it. All my hardware came in, and I ordered my cabinet hardware. I actually found it online and I sent it to my friend Grant, and I was like, because I have to check and see if my choices are okay. And I said, do you like this? And he was like, yes, I love it. And so I ordered that, and it came in earlier this week. And Jake put the 2 big pieces on the vanity just so I could see it. And it's so good. So
happy
about that. I know. It's going to be fun when it's ready. Listen, I'm hoping by the time you come to visit this summer, there will be a beautiful bathroom at your disposal. A beautiful bathroom at your disposal. So anyway, all that to say, so we've had that going on. They reglazed the tub last week, which, can I just say, in terms of a really a big bang for the buck household project, having a tub reglazed is kind of the business. I mean,
okay.
And the grand scheme of things, not that expensive. And that tub, which has been in this house for 50 something years at this point, looks brand new. And,
really?
Yes. It's okay. It was such a good call, because after they took all the original tile down and, you know, cleaned it and all that, I was kind of like, well, I mean, it's fine. It doesn't look terrible. Mm-hmm. But when they reglaze it, I was like, oh, that was a good use of money. So
okay. All right. Anyway, well, that is good to know.
Highly recommend if you have a cast iron tub or whatever material that is.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we've had that going on. I went one day last week. Matthew texted me one day and was like, hey, you want to meet and watch soccer?
Yeah.
And I was like, sure. So, but I was trying to finish the cookbook that I've been working on for the last, I don't know, year and a half.
Yeah.
And so I kind of in my head, I was like, I want to go, but I want to submit the book before I go. Like, for some reason, Melanie knows this, but like this past weekend, it's been 10 years since Mama died. There was something I kind of wanted to mark it by turning the book in.
Yeah.
And so I did, and so I turned the book in, I turned all my pictures in, and then I went and met Matthew and his wife, Hannah, and then their friend Maggie ended up coming with her little girl. Maggie also went to the school where I used to work. And then their friend Chase came. Chase also went to the school, and I was like, how is it that I'm sitting here with, this many people who graduated from high school in 2012. But it was so good to see them. And then I came home because I had to check on Oakley.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we've just been, you know, kind of just being home, living life. I cooked a big thing of beef stroganoff last night.
Okay.
For Hudson and Jackson to have. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to cook tonight. I hadn't figured that out yet, but I will.
Okay.
So basically turned the book in. That was great.
Congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you so much. And then, I don't know, watch soccer. And as you know, I have immersed myself. Oh, I also read two books this past week.
Oh, wow. You've been very busy. You've been very productive. Busy.
Mm-hmm. But I immersed myself in season 10 of Summer House. And we may need to put a commercial right here, an ad right here, because I feel like we need a hard break before we get into this.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Sophie and I were talking about, summer always makes me rethink what I reach for to wear every single day. I want lighter fabrics. I want better materials. I want pieces that feel good and aren't going to be itchy or feel heavy or hot. And that is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high quality essentials like breathable linen and soft organic cotton and washable silk, but without the luxury markup. So it's that rare balance where everything feels elevated, but still easy and comfortable. Quince has beautiful everyday pieces like 100% European linen pants, dresses, and tops with styles starting at $32. Their denim is soft and easy to wear, and their organic cotton sweaters are perfect for layering on cool summer nights. I don't know what those are in Texas, but if you live somewhere that you need a cool summer sweater, Quince sweaters are perfection. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I have a linen dress from Quince that I wear all the time. Their linen button-downs are amazing. And it's not just clothing. Quince has really become a destination for elevated essentials across your home, kitchen, bedding, and beyond, making it easy to bring a more premium feel into everyday life. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/bigboo for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/bigboo for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bigboo. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. I didn't know that it existed, and now I'm so glad that I do.
I'm so glad that I do. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to watch Summer House.
Yes.
What I am saying is it's been a little bit of a surprise to me. What I thought it was going to be and what it actually has been and still is becoming, I would say, in my life, has been surprising and interesting. So, I have been a little taken aback by how articulate this group of young people well, let's say youngish people, because some of these people are middle-aged.
They are. And that was something that I wasn't prepared for when I mean, it's one thing because, like, I've watched Southern Charm, and I don't watch it anymore, but from the beginning, we're like, they're all in their 20s, and so you kind of see them grow old, but just to jump in and be like, well, these people are in their 40s in a reality show is just a little jarring. It's a little jarring.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Look at what our young millennial friends can do, right? Yes. They can transition this thing into a whole career, which, good for them.
Yeah.
But I will say, you know, I am a Southern Charm watcher. I have seen every episode of every season.
Mm-hmm.
And Summer House is a different kind of deal. And I don't know why, but it's this group of Summer House people, they just strike me. They're really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much across the board, they're really smart.
Yeah, I'm not saying
they make great choices. I'm just saying they're very articulate. They're very self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been a surprise to me. I didn't expect it. And so... and of course, there was a lot of drama this past year. I heard of the drama. I didn't really understand it. I do understand it now.
Yeah.
And so it's been kind of fun in a weird way to find something to watch where there is, listen, there are acres of content online about Summer House. I mean, just Reddit threads aplenty.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you watch and then you've just got a wealth of internet resources to catch you up about it. So
to deep dive and everything. That's like when I first started it, I was like, do I need to go back? And then my friend Hillary was like, no, you can fill in the gaps and you can find anything online that you need. And that is true. Yes.
Yeah. So I do want to go back and watch some of the earlier episodes just for some context.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't need to see every episode of every season. I don't need to see anything from every season. I just would like maybe a little bit of like season 8 context, season 6 perhaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I can close the loop. But anyway, when Jackson and Hudson got here last night and we walked outside, I just said, I'm so sorry. I have been in like a Summer House well all day. And it's like I'm just now walking out into the sunlight. The only other thing that happened of note, and it wasn't really of note, it just mm-hmm. tickled me. Yesterday morning, David and I left for church, and you know, we meet very late in our early service in the summertime because it's at 8 and not at 7:45. And so we were walking into church, and I looked down at my feet, and I was like, oh, I didn't change shoes.
Oh.
Because when I am getting ready, you know, a lot of times in mm-hmm. the morning, I put on my those 4Cs fuzzy shoes that I love so much, that I don't wear generally in the summertime outside, you know, because they're warm.
Yeah.
And I had been walking around getting ready, and then I just didn't think to change shoes before we left the house. And so we were walking in, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't change shoes. And David said, oh, it's fine. Nobody's going to see your shoes. Anyway, we were walking into the sanctuary, and our priest, John, is walking toward us, and he said, hey, remember you're on deck today. And I did not.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I am? And he said, yes. He said, you're doing the scripture and the prayers of the people.
Oh,
and
perfect.
So not once, but twice, mm-hmm. I got to scuff up to the front of the sanctuary and read the word of the Lord.
Listen, Mama in her house shoes and her house
and
slippers.
The prayers of the people. Thankfully, I had on a pair of wide leg linen pants.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it was as visible, but anyway.
Oh, I'm sure it was fine. Yeah, listen, was I'm fine. Sure it was fine. They still look pretty. I mean, they're still like stylish. You know what I mean?
We're Episcopalian. We're laid back, breezy. So anyway, but... we did that. I got some groceries, and then I kind of cooked in between all my summer house and yesterday because you know we had the boys come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I did make that white Texas cake, that sheet cake.
Oh God, that's so good! That is so good.
Goodness,
yeah.
My goodness, it's delicious and it's so easy to make, which is my favorite kind of baked good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it is so good.
anyway, my cousin Paige and her friend Dana are coming into town tonight. They're taking a friend to the airport.
Oh, that's fun.
They're going to stay at my sister's, so I'll get to see them tonight. You know, we're just we're just having a summer of visiting.
Yeah, and I love it.
Time with people, and it's been good. So
okay, that's
good. About it for here.
All right. Well, you talking about church shoes? I'm in a quandary because I sprained my ankle at the nail salon like people do.
Yes, you did.
And so I can't wear any kind of a wedge right now. And so when I went to get dressed for church yesterday, I went to put on I have these little Dolce Vita little slide-in wedges that I love wearing in the summer because they're just a little bit of a heel, but they're super comfortable. And I was like, oh, I cannot wear these. And so I'm having to stick to just flat sandals, which is fine, but it's really limiting my options because I have a pair of white linen pants that need a little bit more of a heel with them. And so anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
Do you think maybe, I'm just throwing this out there. I mean, do you think maybe you fractured something perhaps?
I don't think I did. I really don't. Like, I think I just strained a tendon. I strained a tendon. So I'm not interested in that particular journey that's going to end.
Right. That's
with
your
me.
Prerogative. That is your prerogative.
Sure it's fine. It's fine.
It's been 2 weeks, Melanie. It's been 2 weeks. And I feel like you're still, and I'm glad you're, you know, taking it easy with it and whatnot. But yeah, it feels like maybe it was more than just turning your ankle.
Well, you maybe. Know? But I do think, like, I am able to walk Mabel, so that's that. I did go to the gym last week. I just think that I have to be smart about my shoe choice. You know what I mean? I have to be smart about my shoe choice.
Okay, so, but I want you to be wise.
Yeah.
We do.
I know, we'll see. But I don't want to end up in a boot. I can't end up in a boot now.
Well, summer's a terrible time for a boot.
That's really what I'm saying. It's so hot, I can't even think about that. So I'm sure, let's just say it's going to be fine. It is summer and it is hot, and you know what I don't have time for? An uncomfortable bra. I'm already uncomfortable enough, and I don't want a bra that keeps slipping or the straps keep falling down or it just feels hot. And that's why I love Honey Love, because let's be honest, finding the right bra as you get older can feel so frustrating because what used to work just doesn't. You want lift and shape and support, but without stiff wires digging in or padding that feels outdated. And that's where Honey Love really stands out. So their bras are designed to provide lift and structure using innovative bonding technology instead of uncomfortable underwire. So you get that secure lifted feel without poking or pinching or constant adjusting. And their new crossover contour bra is the perfect example. So it combines their best-selling wireless design with molded foam cups that help create a smooth, natural shape. It feels so good, you'll forget that you're wearing it. And comfort isn't a luxury, it is a requirement. Honey Love is the best bra on the market. And at the end of the day, it isn't about changing your body. It's about supporting it in a way that actually feels good. And Honey Love delivers that. Treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market. Use our exclusive link to save 20% off Honey Love at honeylove.com/bigboo. That's honeylove.com/bigboo. After you check out, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the Big Boo Cast sent you. Experience the new standard in comfort and support with Honey Love.
I do want to mention one of the books I read this past week, and I liked both of the books that I read, but I have complex feelings about one of it, so I'm not going to mention it yet. Because not because it wasn't good, and not because I'm opposed to it, but I'm still trying to work out how I feel about some of the main characters' choices, and I want to know where I land on that. This is way too much overthinking, but just stay with me. But the book that I read, and I just loved it. It was so sweet and endearing and such good characters. And I liked everybody in it.
Okay.
It's Annabelle Monaghan's new book called Dolly All the Time.
Yes.
And I've mentioned this to you, but I want our listeners to know that there was something about the main character, Dolly, and her best friend that reminded me so much of You and Gully that it got weird for me.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Where I had to tell myself, this is not Gully. Like, it's not, but like, there were just a couple of instances. There was something about the way that they I don't know, just their shorthand with one another. It reminded me, it was so true to life to me, because I could absolutely see you and Gully, like, in that relationship. And,
okay.
You know, and that's just like a tribute to the way the dialogue's written and the, like, you know, the back and forth mm-hmm. between the characters. And I don't think that's easy to do if you're a writer. And so I think because I was like, oh, this feels like real life, I was so taken with it. I thought it was darling. So
okay. I can't wait.
Just a fun, light summer rom-com-y, probably like a one pepper spice kind of situation.
Okay.
You know, like I just loved it. And so, and I like all of her books. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed all of them, but I think this one was my favorite of the Annabelle Monaghan collection. So.
Okay. Anyway, I can't wait. It's, you know, Gully read it and said she loved it. It's been her favorite book of the summer. And
okay,
so.
Okay. Then I'm texting her immediately to see if she thought that the best friends reminded her of y'all.
Okay. Yeah. Ask her, because I'm real curious. And I've actually got it. I've downloaded it on my Kindle, and then I've just been, you know, I've been in sorority house mode, and so I have not read. Yeah. But it's the next thing up, because I've heard so many people talk about how cute it is. And I do love all her books. So I can't wait for that. That'll be so good.
There's always a family component in her books. You know, like, there's always a connected family kind of mm-hmm. unit to it.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, I think is helpful, because you feel like you understand the characters a little bit better. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm overthinking it. But I think for the kind of book that I like to read in the summer, it ticked all the boxes. So.
Okay. Well, I can't wait. Listen, I may go ahead and start that today, because mm-hmm. I should have some time. And then I could bring it with me and I could read it in between moving things.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure you're going to read a lot.
Uh-huh. A lot of time. A lot of time to read.
Moving into the new sorority house in College Station.
Uh-huh. So now that I'm trying to think. I have not read anything. I haven't watched a lot of anything. I'm in Summer House, and I'm still on, because there's the Aftermath, and then In the City starts, which is its own thing. So I've just been down that rabbit hole.
I'm so happy to hear, though, that the neighborhood, the whole, uh-huh. like, yard situation has gotten cranked up literally with the blower.
Mm-hmm. It's happening. Well, it's 11:22 here, which is prime time.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Now I will say one thing, Perry. I'm going to come home the morning of July 4th. And so Perry and I were talking about what we're going to do July 4th. Are y'all doing anything for the 4th of July?
I really doubt it. I really doubt it. We're going to have Casey's dog, Sebastian, is going to be with us, because Alex is dog sitting. And so, I don't know, we might end up doing something with my sister and Barry. We have no plans is, you know, kind of all I can say about it at this moment, but we'll see. You know.
Yeah, we don't have any plans. And Perry loves fireworks. That's like a thing. Okay. And so he was like, where can we go? And I was like, well, they shoot off fireworks at Fiesta, Texas. So, like I said, we could go somewhere where you could see those. And I said, then they do them downtown, and they're doing a whole thing at Hemisphere Park. And he's like, well, it might be fun to go down there and walk around. And I wanted to be like, who do you think you're married to?
That's
like,
exactly right.
I don't want to go walk around in the mm-mm. heat on July 4th in a crowd mm-mm. of people all day mm-mm. with a lot of children that don't belong to me, nor do I have any, like, real affinity for. Like, I was like, that sounds terrible. Like, I was like, or we could stay home and watch the Macy's fireworks on TV.
Can y'all do fireworks in your neighborhood? Do you have some kind of ordinance about it?
You know, I think we probably could until the police show up, is what I'm gonna say.
We have no ordinances about it.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we, I mean, and Alex usually on the 4th, usually he and friends go to the fireworks stand.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fireworks stand nearby, close to our house. And then they like to go to the Catholic church and shoot them off in the parking lot.
Well, as you do.
Yeah. But yeah, we have a lot of trees around here, so you really mm-hmm. have to be careful. Like, we've done fireworks from our driveway before, but listen, we got a lot of limbs.
Yeah.
So they go there because they can shoot fireworks. And again, nobody's coming after you because, you know, mm-hmm. we don't have any rules about it. But I don't know if he has any plans to do that this year. I too love to watch a firework.
Okay.
I think that's fun, but I'm not interested in fighting traffic and people in order to see said fireworks.
That's exactly it. Like, if I could just go somewhere, because that's what I said, because a lot of people are like, if you just park out at La Cantera, which is by Fiesta, Texas, you can see them. But I'm like, but the traffic getting in and out of there, because I know that everybody has that same idea. You know what I mean? And I'm not interested in that. So, but yeah, if we could find some sort of, you know, scenic overlook, that would be great. But I can't do the other. So we used to go, like, for years we would, because you can shoot fireworks down at the ranch, but it's been so dry for however many years that we couldn't. Now this year we don't have that problem. However, though, because of all the rain, the grasses are very tall, and that feels problematic. Plus, it's just going to be Perry and me, so it's like, well, we're going to drive down there and shoot. I mean, if Caroline had friends or something, that'd be different. But she's not going to be here. So,
well, and who really wants to get in a situation where you've inadvertently started a fire?
Well, you know? you really,
I mean, that's not ideal.
No.
So this is a hard pivot, but this has reminded me of something. So last week, the night before Jackson left, when he was here last weekend, David, Alex, Jackson, and I went to dinner. And afterwards, we have a new Baskin-Robbins by our house.
Oh, and I love a Baskin-Robbins.
I have not been to Baskin-Robbins, I feel like, since 1992.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we had all the yogurt places pop up. And then, so if we get ice cream in Birmingham, a lot of times we'll go to Jenny's. That's kind of our favorite spot. And Jenny's is delicious, by the way. But I hadn't been to Baskin-Robbins in years and years and years. So after dinner, David said, let's go to Baskin-Robbins. Jackson really likes a sherbet. We felt good about them having some kind of sherbet something.
Yes.
Well, they had a couple of different kinds of really fancy sherbets, you know, different flavored sherbets and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I had just forgotten the magic of kind of an old school Baskin-Robbins ice cream parlor situation.
Mm-hmm.
I got Jamocha almond fudge ice cream.
Oh, that just took me all the way back to my childhood.
I have not had Jamocha almond fudge ice cream since I was in the Village Fair Mall in Meridian, Mississippi. Like, it's just been forever, and it was so good. It was delicious. Casey and Steph and I went back the other night. Like, I'm all on board with the Baskin-Robbins right now. We have great ice cream places in Birmingham, you know, like local kind of places like Big Spoon.
Mm-hmm.
But the Baskin-Robbins, really, I just thought, well, this is going to come in handy. You know, I mean, this is really going to come through in a pinch, you know?
There's something about a Baskin-Robbins, I think, because it's the nostalgia. We have one that's here by the house, and we haven't been in years, and now that makes me want to go, because we used to go all the time when Caroline was little. But listen, their peanut butter chocolate in a cone is like everything that I've ever loved in an ice cream cone. It's my original ice cream love. That, man, that sounds so good. I'm going to have to go do that today. That sounds so good.
They have an Oreo coffee ice cream right now. David got it last time. I have not tried it, but that's kind of on my list. And I also want to try the peanut butter chocolate. I've only gotten strawberry, which was delicious, and then Jamocha almond fudge.
Okay.
So, listen.
I'm just so happy to hear that I would not have thought that was a store that was still opening new stores. So I'm just glad to hear that that's the case. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's an exciting new thing here in Birmingham.
Big development in Birmingham. Okay, well, on that note, is it time for five favorites?
For five favorites, and I'm going to kick us off with something that I have needed for a while and I only recently gotten for myself. And I mentioned, I think this was several weeks ago, I found some note cards that I loved from Joy Creative that were part of a collab they did with Allie and Bess.
Yes.
And the gift tags that are also a part of this collaboration with Joy Creative and Allie and Bess.
Oh.
I got these gift tags with my name on them.
These are so cute.
Are they not adorable? And listen, my mama used to always have calling cards that she would put in gifts. And of course, they were in a script. And of course, they had like her married name on them.
Yes.
And then I had little calling cards when I think David and I got married, but I haven't had them in years and years and years. And I love these because they're not as fussy as maybe what people would have had growing up. But they have the same stars on the back as my note cards do. And then they just have my name at the bottom. And I think that's they're so cute.
So did you do Sophie Hudson? Did you do Sophie? Yes. What'd you do? Okay.
They just, they say Sophie Hudson.
So
and
cute.
I think they're a delight and a joy. So just a fun little way. Yeah. They're good. So, and also I got a code from Joy Creative. So if anybody would like to order them, you can use the code Sophie10 and get 10% off your order. So just,
well,
FYI.
These are just darling. Okay. And this would make a great gift for somebody too, because this is the kind of thing you don't always buy yourself, but you would love to have.
Right.
Yes. Love that.
Such a good gift. Second thing is a new to me product. Again, I mentioned several weeks ago, I was using this skin exfoliator from Remedy that I have really loved. I also got from them this Daily Defense Vitamin C Serum. And, you know, it's hard for me to incorporate. And, like, I love using vitamin C, but sometimes after I use it for a while, I feel like my skin feels like it's drying out. And that's just my skin and my sensitive skin issues. This is a little bit more of, more of a lotion. So when I put it on in the morning, It feels initially more like a moisturizer, even though it's and so I love it. You just do like a dime sized amount, and I put it on, and then I just let it sit for a little bit, and then I put my sunscreen on, and I don't feel like I need to put on a moisturizer in between. Which for me, like I would put on a moisturizer right now if I could. So
yeah.
I love to keep my face, that's my favorite part of any kind of skin routine is the moisturizer.
Okay.
So I really like this, and I think the vitamin C is so good for our skin, so good at keeping things, you know, sort of evened out and whatnot. So this is a good one. I like it a lot.
Now, I've started following Mrs. Derm on Instagram. I don't know if you follow Mrs. Derm.
I don't.
She's married to a dermatologist. She has beautiful skin. And but she was saying that women overuse moisturizer, and
I think I do.
And she said it can make your pores bigger, it can make your skin more prone to breakouts, but we tend to target a lot of stuff with moisturizer when our skin is needing other things. So this kind of fits into this, but it's really made me think. She has really, listen, Retha texted me last week to ask a skincare question, and I was like, I don't know, because now that I follow Mrs. Derm, she says red light masks don't do anything. She says all those little electrical devices don't do anything. So I'm like,
okay.
And she has great skin. Now, she did just have a facelift, but her skin looks great.
Fantastic. And good for her. Good for her. I've noticed, and this is a sidebar that has nothing to do with five favorites. I've noticed in the mornings especially, and you know, I love my brush, my like lymph, whatever that's called, that brush that I use to
that lymphatic,
drainage thing. But I have noticed with my right eye in the mornings when I'm reading, I've started to lift my own lid. And you know what that means? Like, there's some saggage.
Yes.
And so it makes me sad. I'm gonna go through it and not around it. You know, it's not sustainable that I lift my eyelid with my finger.
No, it's not.
But it tells me some things, right?
Yeah.
It's instructive.
Interesting.
Third thing for five favorites this week. I've mentioned before that David likes a thin towel. He doesn't like a fluffy towel. And so over the years, he had this one kind that he loved so much that he called the manufacturer to see if they still made those towels.
Oh, wow. That's commitment.
That's his favorite thing. Mm-hmm. If he called Jimmy Dean not too long ago to see if they really worked. It's continuing the spinach and bacon breakfast wraps, and they are.
Well, why would you not?
But they don't make that towel anymore. So I kind of stay on a low key. Like, I'm always sort of on the lookout because he keeps all the thin towels sort of off to the side for himself because I like a fluffy towel.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, when Alex was looking for a Father's Day gift, I was like, hey, I've had my eye on these towels. Let me get some and let's see.
Mm-hmm.
So Alex gave him a couple of these cotton craft bath sheets for Father's Day, and David loved them so completely and so immediately that right after Father's Day, I ordered him 4 more of them. They're 100% cotton, which is surprisingly hard to find in a bath towel. They're oversized. They're waffly, so you get that little bit of exfoliation, you know, when you use them. And he loves them. So I just, if anybody has a similar towel need, these seem to do the trick. And I even noticed yesterday he had his whole bundle of them. And he was putting them in the washing machine. And I said, do I need to get you more of them? And he was like, oh, I think six should do it. So I'll say, okay, well, keep me posted.
Let me know. Yeah.
Fourth thing is a new to me product that I bought on a whim. And because I like Greek yogurt, but I want full fat Greek yogurt, just like I want full fat cottage cheese. I don't want a low fat Greek yogurt. I don't know why.
Okay.
So I bought this Better Goods brand at Walmart. It's a strawberries and cream yogurt, and I love it. Because a lot of times strawberry yogurt can either be too sweet or it's too fake strawberry.
Like, yeah, that's true.
You know what
true.
I mean? It's like candy strawberry. This, because it's the strawberries and cream, it's like they dialed down the strawberry a little bit, but it has the same, like, really good texture, creamy texture that I like in a full-fat Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
I think it's delicious. And, you know, I like to, not every day of the week, but 2 or 3 days of the week, I make myself a yogurt bowl somewhere in between a breakfast time and a lunch time with whatever fruit I have on hand. Lately, it's been peaches and granola and peanut butter and Greek yogurt. And this is delicious. So if anybody is on the lookout for a good new yogurt, I think it's great. And then this last thing is a clothing item that I bought on a whim. I had a coupon code at Anthropologie, and I thought I'm going to use it on something that is maybe a little pricier than I think it should be.
Yes.
And this is, but it's the Cotton Blend Oversized Cape.
Oh.
This is such a good answer to your jean jacket question.
Yes. Yes.
If you have one.
That's so funny because I saw this. I have been seeing this and I've had a lot of thoughts about it because I really like it.
It's so good. And I'm going to tell you a few things that I love about it. One, you can wear it all by itself. And it's super cute. Like, it'd be super cute with shorts, super cute with a pair of linen pants. Like, it's just, it's darling on its own. And it's a good, like, it's longer than a cap sleeve, but it's a great short sleeve denim shirt option. But then it has the buttons go all the way up the neck. There are 1,000 ways you could style it with a white t-shirt underneath or a tank underneath or just whatever. But it's such a good layer. Like, I love it. And it's cute from every angle. I will say, I think it runs big. It says it's oversized.
Yeah.
But I generally in Pilcro get an extra large, and I think in this I probably could have done the medium large.
Okay.
But I do like that it's oversized. Like,
yeah, you want it to be a little oversized.
Yeah. And it's just the only thing where that can kind of bother me sometimes is if you get too gappy, like on the under part of the sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, like where if you lift your arm, everybody can just see all the way down your
side. I don't like that. No.
I don't like that. So, and the sleeves are big. So just keep that in mind. I don't know. If somebody orders it, you may want to order it in 2 sizes and just see which one you like the best.
Okay.
But it's one of those things. No, it's going to fit you great, even if it's oversized. So it's super cute.
So cute.
I think I'll wear it this summer and then I'll wear it on into the fall. So
listen, you know, I love a denim anything.
Me too.
I got another oversized denim shirt yesterday or like last week, and I opened it up and Perry said, oh good, you really needed another denim shirt. And I was like, I did. This one's different.
It's different. My closet is like white shirts, denim shirts.
Yep.
And then a much, much, much smaller section of shirts that have like different colors to them.
Yeah.
But I don't like a lot of pattern on a shirt for me. So I like a I like a solid shirt. And so
I agree. Well, I've realized for me, like if a shirt has, if it's got ruffles on it, I feel like I'm in a costume. Mm-hmm. If it's too printed.
Unless it's a denim shirt, then it's cute.
Then it's cute, but it's like, yeah. I'm really particular. I like a blank canvas shirt that then you pair with pants or something else, or you add jewelry to it. But I mean, by and large, I'm like, I feel like my whole summer wardrobe is I'm either in a denim button down, a white button down, or a, like I have a light blue denim, I mean, linen button down. And that's pretty much my rotation with various bottoms.
Yeah. Same. If I'm going to go colorful or do it like I don't know, sort of a fun print, it's going to be below the waist.
Yeah.
As a general rule.
So. Yeah. I don't know. So
anyway,
well, those are
my five favorites.
Those are great. Thank you so much. Those are great favorites. Welcome. So thanks for sharing with us. And there you have it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go cook a late breakfast. Some would call it lunch.
Yes.
For all these boys.
And well, because you're running, I'm living in a sorority house. You're running a fraternity house now.
I'm running a fraternity house. I am in fact the house mom. But Hudson has a baseball game this afternoon. So he needs
protein,
really get after that protein and
sustenance, some hydration. Mm-hmm. You may need to get him some Element.
Oh, that's a great call. Mm-hmm. I have plenty to give him.
Yeah.
So I'll send him off with some Element packets for sure.
There you go. That'll keep him fixed.
Yes, and hydrated.
Yeah, hydrated. That was the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Other than fixed.
Or fixed, to keep y'all fixed.
Fixed. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.